put another dime in the jukebox, baby.
On August 8th, the Willie Mae Rock Camp for Girls flipped the switch in Manhattan, and around 80 kids between the ages of 8 and 18 gathered near Central Park, picked up their instruments, and rocked out. The summer camp, open to all self-identified girls, was named after Willie Mae Thornton, a blues and rock songwriter who was one of the first people to play the music that came to be called rock and roll. Although the Rock and Roll Camp for Girls has been running since 2000 in Portland, Oregon, this was the first year that such a camp has happened in the Northeast. The week-long camp included lessons for a variety of instruments like keyboards, drums, bass, and guitar. Campers also took workshops on topics like songwriting, sound engineering, and self-defense. I asked the campers what workshops they took.
The older kids, we learned about respectful relationships, and everybody learned about certain stereotypes and racism and sexism and stuff like that.
Well, we've had the history of women in rock, which was pretty fun, and it was really fun to do art and screen printing.
Keyboard class and women and rock and roll and stuff that she said.
Self-defense and things for selling at our performance.
I asked what they learned during the workshop on women in hip-hop.
We learned about ladies who were in hip-hop and how it came to be.
The Pink Kitties, Hellish Relish, Sass, and other bands that formed during the camp got the chance to perform in front of hundreds of people in a grand finale concert on the camp's final day. One camper practiced her guitar playing for the concert. The girls came from various musical backgrounds. I asked them what music they like.
I like YouTube.
Hip-hop and mostly my favorite rocker is Blondie.
I personally love The Killers.
Publicizing through local schools and girls' clubs and instituting a sliding scale tuition were measures taken by the organizers to be inviting and affordable to less privileged kids in the city. Guest musicians stopped by to perform for the campers during the week, such as this Brazilian musician. I asked her about how she first started making music.
When I was a child, I was in a school where we had a music class. And there I played some percussion instruments.
I also asked what she thought of the camp.
Wow, I think this is amazing. I'm so moved with this project. If some of them are not to be a musician, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is amazing because you can work to be in a group. You can work to feel rhythm. You can work to express yourself without shame. And you are learning to hear. This is deep. It's the beginning. And when you are a child, everything that you can learn, it will be huge later.
I talked to Suzanne, one of the camp's organizers who grew up playing classical violin, about her life as a girl making music.
I think if you're a boy, you're like, oh, you know, yeah, guitar, drums, and rocking out. And that never even crossed my mind. It was just sort of like a message that I never got, that was an option for me. I play Irish fiddle in New York City, and the women in that scene have a lot in common where we always feel like we have to work that much harder to be heard.
I also asked Carla Schickele, one of the camp's instigators, about her experiences with discrimination as a girl.
In third grade, the boys told me that I couldn't play on the softball team when I asked, and it really pissed me off. And so I got myself put on the softball team, but the boys responded by refusing to teach me how to play the game. So the first time I hit the ball, I ended up running to third base first because I didn't know what the different bases were called. And I definitely encountered a lot of situations where, you know, someone was trying to tell me I couldn't do something because I was a girl. But I was definitely raised to, resist that.
Carla explained why she was inspired to help create an East Coast version of the camp.
It's important to have places where girls feel encouraged to express themselves freely and to be as loud as they want to be and to experiment. But it's particularly important for girls to feel like they have a voice.
The camp encourages girls to be vocal and make noise, according to one counselor.
Some of the girls came in here the first day just would not open their mouths almost, and they're raising their hands in the workshops and talking out. It's been great to see how the kids are much more vocal now that they understand that it's okay to speak out here.
I asked the kids if the camp would be different if boys were there.
Yeah, really different.
I think everybody would be like a little more self-conscious, and they'd probably just act differently.
It wouldn't be so good if there were boys here, because the boys would probably tease the girls since it was a rock camp, yeah. And like saying, you can't do rock and roll and stuff like that.
I think it's good that it's for girls, because usually girls don't ever get to like rock out.
For more information about the Rock and Roll Camp for Girls, which will happen again next summer, visit www.willymayrockcamp.org. In Boston, this is Home Fries.